Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, and we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqvi is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University and researcher at the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. And in this program, we try to answer your curious questions, issues you have related to the Islamic upbringing of your kids. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, Professor, you have been helping us with some of the remedies to help our children to be more focused. And you talked a lot about how our children could be focused. You said reduce multitasking, be disciplined in offering the prayers so that when you're praying, actually, you're concentrating at one place while you're standing, while you're in ruku, while you're prostrating, you're actually focusing. It's one of the best exercises to stay focused. What else can we do to help our children be more focused?
So we, as we said, we need to be training our minds and our feelings and our thoughts and our feelings and emotions and controlling them. And our physical actions should also be managed. So everything should be harmonious. As I said, praying gives us that opportunity, gives us that situation, an experience where we can manage all of these things together and harmonize them. Thoughts, feelings, and actions. This is the basic thing that is required. So if we're able to do that constantly and consistently in every aspect of our lives, whether we're eating, drinking, sleeping, interacting with other people, studying, whatever is being done requires this coordination between thoughts and feelings and the actions which we are performing. If that is managed, then a lot of issues will be resolved, and we will be able to focus on
more
things and be more competent at things, and we would be able to get more results. The results that we are achieving, the success we're achieving, the quality of the thing that we're doing becomes increases. We should learn how to focus on quality. Quantity is not important. Quality is important.
Quality is important. Doctors.
So, I mean, if we are, for example, offering so many prayers and there's no quality behind it, so we're offering so many prayers continuously, where, you know, standing up, bowing down, prostrating before Allah, but there's no thought, the feelings and thoughts are not there.
They're somewhere else.
They're just mechanical actions. Then that's no use. But you pray two rakahs with focus, with attention, with full focus of the feelings and the thoughts, then that is quality.
Yeah.
And if we learn to do that and our children are able to do that, then in every task we perform, in our everyday activities, becomes like that.
Yeah.
And it becomes for the sake of Allah. It becomes, because the more perfection there is in a task, the more quality there is in a task, it becomes more divine. The task, the action becomes more godly. It becomes more... it will take us towards God.
Proximity.
So proximity to God is attained by that. So we need to teach our children to do that.
To have quality in life rather than quantity.
Exactly. And we feel, and the stress can be removed. I mean, for example,
when there's this quantity stress that I want this much task to be done from you, be that from school, be that from mothers, be that from parents, and our children get into that quantity competition rather than the quality competition. And you're saying that one of the best ways to help our children to be focused is to learn quality rather than quantity. Professor, we will discuss more. We'll take a deep dive into this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have with us Professor Salman Akavi. And Professor, you're helping us to with some of the remedies to help our children to be more focused. And so far, you have been telling us a lot of things. And some of the things that are coming to my mind is to provide our children a very calm and dedicated space so that, like, we can organize their desks they are working with. We can organize their rooms. We can actually put everything in its proper place. Like you said in the previous episodes, when we teach our children to put everything at its proper place, you're actually treating them to be fair in life, how to have a just outlook in a life. And we can adjust their lamps, the lightings, and noise cancelling things. We can do a lot to make a comfortable environment where they are working, to create actually calm workspace for them. So yes, can you help us with more time?
Yes, if they, as you said, if in the house you have a dedicated place for them, and there are not a lot of distractions for them, they focus. I mean, everything which is there is regarding the thing, the task they're supposed to do. There are the books, there are this, they've got a chair to sit on, a table to work upon, and it's all, the environment is such that is going to help them focus on their studies, for example. That is going to be very conducive for them. And alongside with that, they need to, as I said, they should be eating properly, they should be sleeping and resting properly, they should be doing exercises. They should be exercising. I mean, we should make them exercise, and carry out sports and release those pressures which are there inside. And laughing, as I said, is also a remedy. Now, you have clinics in some areas of the world where they're laughing clinics.
Yeah.
They're making you laugh all the time. And the more you laugh, the more you, you know, stop
getting distracted.
Yes. So, I mean, these are things, and the food and nutrition, as I said, the things which may cause the deficiencies in certain deficiencies which lead to forgetfulness, which they lead to, for example, being unfocused. They need to be also taken care of. A lot of vegetables, for example, lesser fats, more antioxidants. And we should focus and take care of that also. That is important, that we are able to, you know, take care of these things. Sleeping on time is important. There should be rules that a child should go to sleep on time and get up on time. And therefore, we need to manage the environment at home, which can help them to make focus on things. That is very important.
Right.
So we need to create an environment which is comfortable. There's no stress, distraction.
And sometimes stress is because of, you know, overload. We can actually use a timer, a break for them. We can tell them, okay, do your work for... We can actually divide their work and then use a timer. Okay, my dear child, if you're working this much... They should not be overloaded, as you said in the earlier.
I mean, a person can focus.
Give them small breaks.
Yes, focusing and paying attention for 20-25 minutes is optimal.
Okay.
If you go beyond that, then you need to, it's not possible, there's overload.
Okay.
So you need, for example, even if at work, where for 10, 15, 20 minutes you do a task, stop that, do another task,
okay.
Come back to the task again. So you need
there to... There should be small breaks or
exactly.
Change of task. Well, we'll discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing with Professor Salman Akavi. And Professor is helping us with some of the important tips to help our children be more focused, more attentive, and have a lot of concentration. Professor, before going to breaks, you said that if a child is doing some particular tasks for some 20 minutes, then tell him to get up and change the task or take a break and not let him do something for more than 20 minutes because that will overburden him. That will actually then ultimately create mental issues also for him.
Exactly. So you need to teach him or her these things, and especially make him develop the learning from all the five senses which we have. Sometimes we will focus only on one sense. Maybe a teacher is only focusing on writing on the blackboard, whiteboard, or another one is only speaking. So,
yeah.
So everything should be utilized. All the five senses in learning, when you're learning them something, you need to, the teacher should be able to improvise in such a way that all the five senses are being involved, especially listening, looking, and being able to, you know, smell things, sense things in different ways, touching. All these five senses should be developed in learning. And one should be able to explain what one is feeling.
And if we teach them that practically, like there are some people who use all their senses at the same time to be focused, like athletes. They give a perfect shot because they are focused. So we can actually, you know, talk about focus with them directly. See, this is being focused in life. This is how this athlete was able to achieve this goal or success because he was focused and used all his senses at the same time.
So using all the focus, the senses are important. Especially remembering things can be intensified by writing down things.
All right.
That is very important in concentration and remembering things. If we are, we make a habit of writing things.
Yeah.
It is related from Imam Sadiq al-Islam that he says, "Qayyidul ilm bil kitaba." Whatever we have knowledge of, we should be able to
write
it down. And you know, control it and manage it, and to remain preserve it.
Yeah.
The preservation of knowledge is through writing. So if we're planning for the future, if we're remembering things we have done today, so we need to be able to write them down. We should make a habit of writing things. That makes us focused.
Yeah.
If we learn something at school, if we learn have an experience, we should write it down. Maintaining a personal diary is very good for the development of a child, of any human being.
Right.
Personal diary, remembering things, planning ahead, writing things down, and you know, making things in bunches.
Yeah.
Things which can be done of a same nature, they should be done and they should be put together and then done together. When we make, for example, a Gantt chart, in time management, you are able to pull things together and bring them together, things which are of a similar nature.
Yeah.
So that is very important in making groups, sets, subsets, these mental activities go improve your focus, your remembering things. Instead of you need to do a to-do list, and you start writing down a to-do list, and you get to 20, 50 things to do. But if you categorize them in different groups, then you remember them properly.
Exactly. So that's the beautiful idea. You can actually help your brains to be focused. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.